This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is a Bruins Thursday, and Mike Milbury will join us at 9, and we will talk Four Nations and the face-off final this evening and other things with Mike Milbury coming up at 9. Curtis is in Florida, where actual baseball will be played by the Boston Red Sox starting tomorrow, 1:05 Saturday, on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network and on the Odyssey app, the very first start by Garrett Crochet as a member of this Boston Red Sox team. So that is exciting, Curtis. Baseball.
Aren't you excited about next week, though? To say nothing of the weather, obviously. It's great. We'll have a fun time. But it really is the first time since the 2019 spring where we're entering it with actual things to talk about and not a search for topics.
Well, and a team that, as long as they can work out the inner struggles, yep, when it comes to those who want to play a certain position or want to, apparently in the case of Tristan Casas, want to set the lineup. They are going to be a very competitive baseball team.
And so, the biggest storyline is going to be every day who's at third base.
Yeah.
I mean, Courtney, you said it yesterday, and I felt like every second I was getting an ESPN update or a Yahoo Sports update about the issue. And with, you know, not that it's a negative issue, but the issue of who's playing third base for the Boston Red Sox and the whole Devers not wanting to move over. So it will be interesting every day to see that.
Shine, where are you on the 86.5? Are you over or under? Have you wagered yet?
I have not wagered yet. I failed last season, so I'm kind of taking my time here. I might text Baseball Brett, see where his mind's at, really kind of gather all my information together before placing a wager. But I would say early lean, over.
All right.
Leaning over. Okay.
Leaning over the 86.5. Yeah, I think they're right around a 90-win team is my guess.
Okay.
That's bad news.
A question for Curtis. Did you see what David Ortiz had to say about the entire situation? He was on a podcast. It's been translated. But he basically said that, like, Rafael Devers is the current David Ortiz of this team, meaning he's the face of the franchise. And it seemed like it was very pro Devers, like he was almost backing what Casas said. And so I wonder, if you've got a guy like David Ortiz now saying that, mm-hmm, how can Devers say no, like, I am the man. Like, I just think that there's more and more people that are coming out in support of Devers, which worries me, and I just don't know if that changes how strongly Curtis and you, Greg, felt about it yesterday.
Not at all. The comments of Alex Bregman are why he's here, because he said, I'm here to help the team win any way I can. Think about that, a guy that's won a World Series 2 years ago, arriving on a new club, and the club that hasn't won a playoff game since 2021, that's been in the last place two of the last 3 years, or four of the last five. This guy arrives, a champion, a winner, a guy that is excited to come to a team that needs him. He says, I'm ready to play wherever. And the third baseman on the 81-81 team and the first baseman that built the house in Worcester are pissed about it.
Yeah.
I think that tells you everything you need to know about why Bregman's here.
What worries me more is that Alex Bregman is going to feel like he's walked into an S show.
Yeah, he is.
And that, you know, when he was playing in Houston,
right?
There were multiple guys who were willing to switch positions because it was about winning,
right?
And so, David Ortiz, unbelievable guy. I'm sure that in some way, shape, or form, he feels like he needs to come to the aid of Rafi Devers, and they are guys who, know what it's like to be the face of a franchise, whatever. There's no way for me to ever pick a guy who had the most errors in Major League Baseball the last 7 years over a guy who has won the Golden Glove twice. I just am never going to
– I don't
care who says it to me. But I understand what you're saying. Maybe it creates an issue for Alex Cora. We're going to hear what Alex Cora said yesterday about Tristan Casas coming up during They Said It.
If you had a bet, we would just did wins over and under. If you had a bet, who is the majority third baseman for this season? I would lean towards Devers.
I would too.
I would lean toward Alex Bregman all day long.
Yeah, the way that Devers is, like, adamant, and I don't think Cora, it doesn't seem like, as of yet, it's still early to say, but it doesn't seem like Cora is going to put Bregman there, knowing that his face of the franchise, because Bregman, you know, there's a chance he could leave next year or he won't be around, the face of the franchise that you know Devers is going to be around forever.
I
would say the face of the franchise is Alex Cora. Candidly, I mean, I would say more likely Cora walking through, walking down Boylston Street is recognized.
Well, I don't mean it that way. I mean, when I say that, I'm like, who's more likely to be here in 5 years? Devers, Cora, Bregman. I would say Devers.
Well, we'd probably go Cora at this point.
I just don't understand. We went over this yesterday. I don't understand how you can listen to Alex Cora and feel like he is saying that Rafael Devers is going to be his third baseman. Like, I don't get
All right, let's bet a cheeseburger on it.
I don't mind. We can bet.
Opening day, the third baseman's going to be Devers.
I'm trying to watch my weight, so I would prefer a salad or something.
Be careful with the salads after what happened to the closer out in
Dodgers. Oh, my God.
I don't understand that story. So you're a Major League Baseball player, and you have a near career-ending injury when you're eating a salad, and you eat somehow a piece of lettuce damages your esophagus.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
It's stuck in your throat.
Explain that.
Yeah, if that were a Bruin, Don Sweetie would boycott Sweetgreen. He would blame them entirely.
I mean, I don't understand that injury.
I don't either. It's a bizarre story. The headline made no sense. I was reading it. It made no sense. But I sent it to Greg because it was a good excuse for Lindsay to say why you won't eat a salad.
Right. Dude, plays for the Dodgers, right?
Yeah,
yes.
Dustin May said he was eating a salad and just it got
One
stuck
piece.
In his gullet.
Mm.
And then they had to have surgery. So, all right. So, let's not say a salad than a soup. I think the majority of the season, you're going to see Devers at third base.
Okay.
Well, I bet you a soup on it.
I don't agree, but
right.
It makes it interesting. Garrett Curtis has suggested that, and he is correct. So we will begin our near week full of spring training broadcasts on Tuesday from the ballpark, new location at the ballpark, Twitch-friendly, YouTube-friendly, and so cannot wait to talk to you from Fort Myers next week. But right now, Shime, let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Did the man die? He did.
That's not fair. That shine. I did not kill Tom Petty. As some people suggest that the Jinx was responsible for the death of the great Tom Petty, but I don't believe so.
You just call it a coincidence then, Greg, that you mentioned people's names and they tend to die?
Yes, that is correct. Leads this morning brought to you by the Subaru of New England Washington's birthday sales event, which is going on all month long. You can find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. And I'm assuming that song was chosen for the fellas tonight at the Garden.
Sure was, Greg. Yeah. Throughout the day, I'll be mixing in America-related songs. So that was American Girl for you in honor of tonight's guys as they go for the W against Canada.
All right, your lead?
Yeah, good morning, Greg. So I have a Red Sox lead, but it's more Red Sox adjacent because you guys have been mocking me for my Pokemon prowess the last few days. And my love of anime kind of ties into that. Well, the Red Sox on May 3rd are doing a special collaboration for a second year in a row. By popular demand, it is coming back. They are doing a collaboration with the anime One Piece. One Piece is one of the most famous animes in the world. Uh-huh. It is an absolute endeavor if you ever wish to watch it. There's over 1,000 episodes.
It's a complete banger. I mean, it really is.
It's one of the great works of fiction of our time. And so I just want you guys to realize that there are people outside of your bubbles that actually really enjoy anime. And to the point where the Red Sox are doing this again. They did it once. It was so popular. They're doing it again. And they have merchandise. Yeah. I will be doing everything I possibly can to acquire one of those jerseys. I want a Straw Hat Crew Red Sox jersey. You can see it now on Twitch. You're watching on Twitch, I want it desperately.
When you say people are interested in it, is it more than five?
Yeah, Greg, to the point where, so you know those, you know how they give out bobbleheads sometimes?
Yes.
Well, last year at this crossover day for the Red Sox, they gave out Luffy bobbleheads. Luffy's the main character of One Piece. Those bobbleheads, which should be worth nothing because mm-hmm. you just get them for going to the game, are selling on eBay for like $100.
Wow. So is it a TV show?
Yes, it's okay. Yeah, it's in an anime TV show.
Okay.
And it has over 1,000 episodes. It's one of the great works of fiction of our time. And I will be acquiring one of those jerseys one way or another.
The logo right. is pretty sick. Like right? the jersey's cool.
Right.
I would wear that. I wouldn't think that was anime.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah, that wouldn't look like anime to me. But then again, I don't want to know nothing about anime.
Yeah,
so.
The Straw Hat Crew is Luffy's pirate crew as Luffy searches for the One Piece.
Okay, Sean. Visual only here for those that are watching the show on YouTube or on Twitch. But you brought up bobbleheads. Here's the old WAAF show bobblehead. Should we do?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it sits on the shelf behind us here.
Which one are you? As a
homage to WAAF. Should we do one of these for this show?
Yes.
Should we like Wiggy's head bobbling would be would anybody appreciate that?
I'm guessing.
I would love that. Okay. Which
Greg's
one are you though?
The one with the hat and the glasses, right?
What? I'm not the one with the hat and the glasses.
That's
Spaz.
Oh,
it is.
Yeah, that's Spaz. This is me right here with the black
cigar,
the black suit on, and the cigar and the.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I was going with Wiggy.
Yeah. That's Lyndon Byers, former Boston Bruin Lyndon Byers, and Kevin Barbary right over here.
Right. Did you not wear glasses back in the day?
No, I didn't wear glasses back then.
Oh, maybe that's why.
Things happen when you get old. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, okay, that's why it got me too. I would have never known that.
Okay,
I didn't know you were old.
They made you look very nice.
I think we should do Greg Hill Show WEI bobblehead.
I would love that.
All right. Sean, great lead.
Thank you. If Ken's listening, I'd love to go to that game on May the 3rd against the Twins. That'd be great. Thank you.
There you go.
Is your expectation that there's nobody else around here that could get you tickets?
Well, no, Greg, I don't like to ask you for a lot of things, you know?
Why?
Because I work with you on a daily basis.
I love doing things for my coworkers.
I know, but Greg, you know, I want to come to you when I really, really need something. So if Ken can't help me out, you'd be the next person I come to.
Who would you guess could get you better tickets for that game?
Oh, well, you can, definitely.
Oh, okay.
But
why don't I just get you a pair of tickets for that game?
Greg, if you would be happy to do that,
I can have them locked down before the end of the show this morning.
Wow. I would be very grateful.
You want to be in? Would you like to be in our suite, or where would you like to sit?
Greg, all I need is an admission. I just I want to be able to buy one of those jerseys. That's all I care about.
What a back-to-back nerd showing, though,
because
the next day is May the 4th.
Yep.
Like Star Wars is going to be Comic-Con at Fenway.
Right. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Right. Chime's not a big Star Wars guy, though, right?
I like it. It's right. Yeah, but I'm not like a hardcore
not
nerd about it.
Right.
No, no,
right. Right.
Not like Pokemon or anime.
Are we doing Dueling Savants? Do you want to do that tomorrow, UV Curtis?
Oh, I'm ready whenever, baby.
I'm off tomorrow. I think we should do it from Fort Myers. We'll do Red Sox and then, do baseball stuff and have Shine be peppered with Pikachu.
Wait, so you and Courtney are both off tomorrow?
Yeah, we're going to meet for a Virgin Mai Tai on the beach.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I love a good
Everybody's off, huh?
Yeah, I guess it's just me and you, Coach.
Yeah,
that's all right. You know what? We just show up for work day in and day out.
It is what it is, man.
Where were you guys on Monday? It was here. It was very lonely.
Dude, that was a forced holiday for the company.
Oh.
Everybody was required.
Yeah, Curtis, I think that was just me and you here.
Right. No Jackson. Right. Shime literally did everything.
I do give Shime a lot of crap, but he's always working.
Thank you.
Are you suggesting that Jackson does something when he's here? Curtis?
Does the buttons. Does a good job.
Answers phones.
Well, he's in charge of Hill Notes.
Right.
So you can leave a Hill Note right now or any time during the show, and we will play your best voice notes back at about 9:30 this morning, and you leave it on the Odyssey app.
Hmm.
So this is another reason to download the Odyssey app if you have not. In addition to being able to leave a Hill Note by just clicking on the microphone that is right there when you open the app, you can also listen to every single Red Sox game this upcoming season on the Odyssey app, including tomorrow. The Red Sox get underway tomorrow. We will be right back with the rest of today's leads.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.